Welcome to College Football Bros. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I am your host, Michael Newman, and I'm joined by our contestant on the hot seat today. It is from Marina Del Rey, California, Ryan Newman. Ryan, how are you?
That is me. Yeah, I'm doing well, Michael. How are you?
I am doing great. So you are trying to beat Trey's score from last week, and somehow you're apparently not a fan of the podcast because you legitimately do not know what Trey got last
week. I was a little busy. I had a little bit of a hectic week, so didn't necessarily watch. I usually go back every now and then and see, but not this time.
Okay. I don't know how you missed it on Twitter anywhere, but all right, that works out. That works
out. Were the results on Twitter?
I tweeted out, yeah. I tweeted out some things that would have given you the result, but you honestly did not see them, so that is good. But anyway, here are the rules. So there are 15 questions, each worth more and more money. If you get to the $1,000 or $32,000 level, you're guaranteed to leave with at least that much money. You have three lifelines. You have the Phone a Bro, in which you can call one of our Patreon subscribers for help, and that'll be Joshua today. He's volunteered to be available. You've got the 50-50, which takes away two incorrect answers. And then you've got the Go for Two lifeline, which allows you to make two guesses at the answer. Okay. And like I said, yeah, the goal is to beat Trey. You don't know what he did, so should be interesting decisions to come here. But are you ready to go? You ready for that $100 question?
Let's do it, Mike. I'm ready to go. It's be fun.
All right, let's play College Football, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Which of these schools is in the American Athletic Conference? Charlotte, Ohio, South Alabama, or Memphis?
That would be in the American. I'm just going to like reread the question. No trick questions here, Ryan. Yeah. Don't pull one of those misreadings and oops. Oh,
you don't want to be that guy that goes out before 1,000, really.
Yeah, no, just got to make sure you read the question correctly. In the American Athletic Conference, so that would be D, Memphis. Final answer.
Final answer. First question, Ryan. It is correct. It is correct.
It's kind of weird. Even though you're 100% sure, you're still like...
Yeah, you're rethinking it.
It's like, it's always a sliver of doubt.
Okay, next question for $200. According to the NCAA football rulebook, which penalty occurs when, quote, a defensive player is in or beyond the neutral zone when the ball is legally snapped? Is it illegal motion, roughing the passer, offside, or clipping?
This would be offside. That will be my final answer.
That's correct. $200.
Thank you.
Easy peasy. All right, for $300, which FBS school is located in Winston-Salem, North Carolina? Is it A, East Carolina, B, NC State, C, Wake Forest, or D, Appalachian State?
That would be C, Wake Forest, the Demon Deacons.
Final answer?
There you go. Final answer.
Correct. All right, you're 3 for 3. And here is your $500 question. Where did ESPN College Game Day personality David Pollack play college football? Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, or LSU?
He was a bulldog at Georgia. Great career there. Final answer, Georgia.
And that is correct. All right. This is going well. Now, if you get this is a big question. If you get it right, you get at least $1,000. Here is the question. What is the name of Western Kentucky's mascot who is described by the school as a huge, furry, lovable creature? Is it Lil Red, Big Red, Hilly, or Topper?
This would be Big Red, the hilarious mascot, of course.
Okay.
And that is my final answer.
It is Big Red. You got it.
Big Red.
All right, you are at $1,000, so you haven't totally embarrassed yourself. And by the way, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also check it out on YouTube and see these great graphics that Sarah made. And be sure, if you are watching on YouTube, give the video a thumbs up, subscribe. I really appreciate that. But let's get to your next question for $2,000.
Okay.
With over 1 million subscribers, what is the name of the most popular college football subreddit? Is it RCFB, RCollegeFootball, RNCAA, or RNCAA Football?
That would be the Reddit, so RCA, CFB. Yes, CFB.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, that is my final answer. I'm not a big Reddit guy, but I know you are.
True. Well, that is correct. Yes.
Yes.
All right. You are at $2,000. Let's try to double it for $4,000.
Okay.
What type of animal is Navy's official mascot? Is it a sheep, a dog, a goat, or a bull?
Navy is a goat, and that will be my final answer.
That's right.
It's a weird one, but...
Yeah, it is Bill the Goat. So you are at $4,000. You have all three lifelines remaining. Haven't even thought about using any of them. Let's go for $8,000.
Okay.
Which former Georgia Southern running back, the all-time leader in rushing yards in FCS history, shares his name with a more prominent NFL running back? Is it Adrian Peterson, Terrell Davis, Jamal Lewis, or Derrick Henry?
I remember this guy. Yes, very good player. That would be Adrian Peterson, and that will be my final answer.
Adrian Peterson is right. Yes, he was the guy that in an auction draft you'd throw him out first and hope people would bid on him, thinking it was the better Adrian Peterson,
the real Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so
all right,
you have $8,000. You're two questions away from that $32,000 threshold. Here it is for $16,000. Former Coastal Carolina head coach Joe Moglia previously served as the CEO of which Fortune 500 company? TD Ameritrade, Merrill Lynch, Charles Schwab, or Fidelity?
He was in Omaha there. So TD Ameritrade is where he was at before. So yeah, TD Ameritrade it is. A, final answer.
Final answer A.
Yep.
And that's correct. Yes. Wow, you're making this look very easy. Like I said, all three lifelines still available, and here is that very important $32,000 question. Which of these head coaches is not an alumnus of the school he coaches? Paul Christ, Jonathan Smith, Manny Diaz, or David Shaw?
Okay, so Paul Christ, yeah, he played QB Wisconsin. What else we got? Jonathan Smith. Yeah, he was a Beaver. He was a QB there. Manny Diaz. I never really hear much about Manny Diaz playing at the U. I can't even remember hearing him playing anywhere. And then David Shaw. I thought David Shaw was a receiver at Stanford.
Finally, we got one that made you think at least. So
yeah, I'm thinking. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna go with Manny Diaz just because I'm not sure on him, but the other three guys I'm pretty darn sure. But I'm just kind of like thinking through, just double checking. Yeah, I'm gonna go Manny Diaz. Final answer.
Wow, final answer. Didn't seem super confident.
Well, I know those other three guys. I'm pretty certain on. So it's got to be him.
You got it. It is right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Manny Diaz. He went to FSU. So that's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Went to one of their rivals. So you made it. You made it to $32,000. You still have all your lifelines. You're guaranteed to leave with at least 32. So that's very good.
All right.
Now here is your question for $64,000. Who holds the Washington State record for passing yards in a single season? Connor Halliday, Luke Falk, Gardner Minshew, or Anthony Gordon?
This is going to be Anthony Gordon. He did it couple years back. He just had an absolute tear. I remember that. Anyways, Anthony Gordon, and that'll be my final answer.
Anthony Gordon is right. Yeah. That's not an easy question. A lot of people would have thought Gardner Minshew. Well,
I got the connection to the Wazoo, so, you know, I have a vested interest in it.
Yeah, he had 5,579 yards in 2019. That was 800 more than Gardner Minshew the year before. Okay. Yep. You are four questions away from $1 million. Here is your $125,000 question. In 1995, Colorado quarterback Cordell Stewart completed a game-winning Hail Mary as time expired to beat Michigan 27-26. Which receiver caught that pass? Was it Christian Fourier, Michael Westbrook, Phil Savoy, or Chris Anderson?
Rats. boy. Oh, man. I do not know this one.
You've got all three lifelines.
I'm definitely going to have to use some lifelines here.
Mm-hmm. You can either phone a friend, 50-50, you can go for two. You can combine the 50-50 and go for two, and you're guaranteed to get it right.
Ah, that's true. Dang. Okay. I guess I need to... Shoot, I guess I'm going to try to phone a friend here.
Okay, phone a bro.
Phone a bro. Just see if they have any gut feelings on this one before I do my desperation double move of 50-50 and...
Go for two,
because okay. I got no clue.
Okay, so your final decision is you want to call Joshua?
Yep, let's call Joshua.
All right, I'll get him on the line.
All right.
All right, we've got Joshua on the line to help Ryan out here. Joshua, how are you?
I am doing great. Excited to be here.
All right. Two questions for you. First, where are you from?
Orange County, California.
Okay. All right. Pretty close. Right in between me and Ryan here. Ryan's up in L.A. I'm down in San Diego. Second question, because it's important for the question you're about to answer, is what year were you born?
I was born in 93.
Ooh. Okay, so this could
Uh-oh.
Be...
Should little, have thought about that. Uh-oh.
Yeah, this could be a little bit difficult. Third question, what's your social security number? Okay, no, we're getting a little too personal there. But all right, so I'm going to have Ryan read the question, Joshua. There's no time limit, so take your time, but Ryan, take it away.
Sure. All right, so my question is that I'm stumped on. In 1995, Colorado quarterback Cordell Stewart... completed a game-winning Hail Mary as time expired to beat Michigan 27-26. Which receiver caught the pass is my question. Yeah, exactly. That's a tough one. So the selections are Christian Fourier, Michael Westbrook, Phil Savoy, or Chris Anderson. And if you need me to list those names again, let me know.
How long was the touchdown?
Ooh. That was a good question. I mean, it had to be at least 50 yards or something. I don't know the exact distance, but it was a long one.
Okay, then I would want to rule out Christian Fourier because he's a tight end. I don't think he would have gotten deep that.
I was kind of thinking about him too, about that. I was I feel like I would have remembered if it was Fourier. Like, you know, he had a good NFL career. Just didn't seem like he would be the right guy. So.
No, yeah.
My initial, well, I'll let you work your process more.
So you said Michael Westbrook and then who else?
Phil Savoy and Chris Anderson.
Oh, man. I've never heard Savoy's name ever. So I would lean
Can't remember Chris Anderson either. You know, I know the first two.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many Chris Andersons in sports.
Yeah, it's true. It's the Heat guy. Yeah.
Birdman.
My best guess would be Michael Westbrook.
Okay, that was my gut instinct too, just because I don't know. For whatever reason, I felt like I know they had Westbrook there. I'm trying to remember.
Let me set the stage here. You're going for $125,000. You're at 64. If you get this question wrong, you go back to 32. So, and you still have two lifelines left. We can use if you want, or you can take a guess. Up to you.
I got double dip or go for two and 50-50. Yeah. Okay, well, we both thought Westbrook, but that's just, you know. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go 50-50, and if Westbrook's still on there, I'm going to go with Westbrook.
Okay, so we'll keep Joshua around so he can see the answer here. But yeah. So, all Ryan, 50-50 is your final decision to go for that?
Yeah, I'm going to go 50-50 here.
Okay. So you're left with Michael Westbrook and Phil Savoy.
Ooh, I already said what I was going to do, so let's do it. Let's roll the dice here, Joshua. We're going for it. Michael Westbrook, final answer.
Final answer.
It is.
You never even heard of Phil Savoy.
I didn't. It does not ring a bell at all.
Michael Westbrook is correct.
All right. Yeah. Woo. All right. I'm glad Joshua had the... I don't know if I would have gone for it without Joshua's gut take there, too. So, yeah. Oof. All right.
Booyah, all right. Baby. Well, thanks for your help, Joshua. That was great.
All right. Oh, thanks for having me. That was fun.
All right. See you later,
later,
man.
Joshua.
Bye.
All right, so that was great. That was good to you both went with your gut, kind of.
Yeah, we kind of worked it out there as a group there. A little teamwork makes the dream work for us, so that one worked for me.
Okay, so you are at $125,000. Here is your $250,000 question.
Okay.
Oklahoma holds the record for longest win streak in FBS history, winning 47 consecutive games from 1953 to 1957. Which team ended their streak? Was it Alabama, Texas, Nebraska, or Notre Dame?
Okay, well, I can get rid of one right now. I know Nebraska didn't do it. I would really remember that if Nebraska was the team that did it. So I'm going to get rid of Nebraska out of the gate. Okay. So I got Bama, Texas, and Notre Dame. Alabama would be odd since it's a non-conference type of game. I mean, I guess they could have played in some sort of bowl game, but Texas, maybe, I guess. You don't hear much about Texas back in the 50s, really. And Notre Dame is my first gut reaction, but I don't, the only team I know for sure is Nebraska, so. And I have a pecking order.
One lifeline. You've got the go for two.
I'm going to have to use the go for two here. And I know I got to use it. I know I have to use it.
I'll explain it to the listeners, though. So if he's electing to use the go for two, he can't make one guess and then decide, you know what, I'm going to walk away with my 125. No, you've got to make both guesses. Okay, so go for two is your final answer.
Well, so I have a 67% chance, right? That's how it works. Two out of three guesses.
You're right about Nebraska not being the team.
Yeah, yes. And then I have a pecking order of when I feel it would be my best guess, and then I got a pecking order. So I'm doing it. I'm double dipping, or whatever you call it. Go for two.
Go for two. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So give me your first guess, your most confident guess.
My most confident guess. Yeah, yeah. I'll go with my most confident guess first, and then I'll really sweat it if it's not that.
Okay.
I'm going to say Notre Dame.
Okay, you're going D, Notre Dame. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm
going
to say D, Notre Dame. That's my first of the go for two. Yes, final answer.
All right. It is Notre Dame.
You're really doing the read here.
I was, trying to build a little drama there. But you are at $250,000.
$250,000, baby.
Work. Notre Dame. Right. That was a good. It seemed like that was just kind of a gut guess. You didn't know it, but.
Well, I just knew Nebraska wasn't, and then my process was going to be Notre Dame, and then my next guess was going to be Texas. Bama was going to be the one team. I'm just like. You know, I just didn't think they did it. I don't know. Anywho.
Okay. Well, you are two questions away from $1 million. There's no lifelines left. A couple of tough questions here, but let's take a look at $500,000. Whether as a head coach or as an assistant, Which school has Urban Meyer never coached for? Bowling Green, Colorado State, Illinois State, or Delaware?
I believe I know this one, Michael.
Whoa, man.
He's a Midwest guy. He is not an East Coast guy. This is going to be, I'm going to go with Delaware. Pretty confident about that one. I'm going to go Delaware. D.
Is that your final Delaware. Answer?
Yeah, that's going to be my final answer. I'm going with that one. He was at those other places.
Went with Delaware.
He was like a receivers coach, I think, Colorado State, in Illinois State. He was from the Midwest. Delaware.
Ryan answered it for me. That's right. Delaware. My God.
Ooh, yeah, I knew that one.
All right. I can't believe we did this. You are at $500,000. You have made it to the $1 million
question. One last question, baby.
For all the marbles here, this is awesome. I promise to listeners, this is not set up. Ryan does not know these questions before. Here it is for $1 million. How many pounds does the Heisman Trophy weigh? 15, 30, 45, or 60?
Oh, I wish I had one. I wish I had my gopher two left. I wish I had something. Something.
Yep.
I feel like I can eliminate two. I feel like I can get 15. It's too light. That thing is heavier than that. And 60 is too heavy. That would be, those guys would have a somewhat hard time picking it up if it was 60. So it's down to 30 or 45, but 45 seems pretty heavy. Like it's living at a 45. Well, they do kind of struggle. I don't know.
All right, let me just remind you, you're at $500,000.
Yeah.
If you get it wrong, you go back to 32. You don't know what Trey did.
He didn't get a million. No way.
Okay. Well, for all you know, though, he got somewhere in between there. So.
Yeah, true. He could have got. Yeah, here. No, he could have. I don't know. I mean, I'm comparing it to like a 45-pound dumbbell that you use at the gym. It's like, that's about what it seems like they do, but 30 could be the same thing. 30, I don't know if it's 30 or 45. I'm leaning towards just sticking at 500 here. I've come all this way and then just to guess.
You don't want to go for the million?
I have no clue on it. I 30 or 45, I don't know. Like there's no, I don't know. I don't know the answer. It would just be a random guess. Like I would lean 30, I guess, just because 45 seems like a lot for a trophy. But I would lean 30, but I'm not willing to risk it when I have no clue.
So
I'm gonna pause here, Reed, and I'm gonna take my 500 and
So you're walking away from a
walking away.
A
if Trey got a million, then good for Trey. Like good for Trey.
Okay, so walking away is your final decision.
It's my final choice. I don't know it.
Okay. All right. So before we get into what Trey came away with, let's make a guess. If you would have gone for it, what would you have guessed?
I think I would go with 30 pounds. It just 45 also seems like quite a bit, but I would guess 30.
Well, you made a good decision. It was 45.
Ooh.
45 pounds.
All right. Good thing I wasn't feeling gutsy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you
45 pounds. That's heavy, man.
That is heavy. No wonder. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. That's some serious trophy right there.
For sure. Okay. So now I have to reveal to you, the listeners, if you watched last week, already know what happened with Trey. I can tell you that Trey did not win a million.
Okay. Did he tie?
He won $32,000.
Uh-oh.
he got to the $250,000 question, and he took the 50-50, and he just guessed wrong.
Do you remember the question?
I do, so I can ask you this. It was, which Pac-12 school has the smallest enrollment? And his two choices were Stanford and Washington State.
Oh, Stanford's got smaller than Wazoo.
Okay, well, you got Trey's question right.
Yeah, well, another Wazoo one. Big state school. That's got to be bigger than a small private like Stanford.
Well, shots fired at Trey.
Sorry, Trey.
But there you have it. Ryan wins this matchup of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Hope you enjoyed our episodes the last couple weeks. And if you enjoyed the show and you want to subscribe to our Patreon, we'd really appreciate that. It's patreon.com/collegefootballbros. $5 a month gets you access to our Discord server where Joshua and Joel from last week's episode are on there. Bunch of different people. So have a lot of fun in there. And we're going to release a Patreon episode this week where one of the patrons is going to be on the hot seat. So that should be a lot of fun. And also be sure to subscribe to our podcast in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So enough shilling.
Yeah, you good there, Mike? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hey, if we had merch to sling, I would talk about that. But
gotta sell, baby.
Gotta sell. No, thanks a lot for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros. Follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros. And for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.